Chapter 23. Evil glee on his face, Phineas the cleric slapped his hands together.
Headed towards Quintuclin. My, that's perfect. Maybe too perfect. But I'll take my chances. You've done well, Pixlin. Very well indeed.
The Pixlin stood back inside his cage, tiny hands wrapped around the bars, speaking shrill words of fairy kind. Along his side in her own cage, the female Pixlin sat, knees folded up in her arms.
Certainly I'll let you go,
Phineas said, leering down at the cage.
I'll let you both go, just as soon as I'm finished with you.
He motioned for one of the acolytes.
Cover them both. I've no need of them at this moment.
The acolytes each dropped a heavy dark cloth over a cage and bowed their bald heads at Phineas. He nodded. It wasn't so long ago that he was one of them, a lowly cleric, given a simple task of confronting Nath Dragon. He had a limp to show for it, but that was all it had taken. Celine was pleased with his success. He'd earned her trust, which was no small matter. Now, he had the tattoos and greater power to show for it.
Follow me,
he said, leaving one chamber for another. The temple rooms were an excellent sanctuary for evil. Tucked in the rocky folds of the hills east of Quintuclin, they didn't get many trespassers in the long-abandoned temple. It was easy to keep secrets that way, and the constant howl of the winds kept the staunchest adventurers away.
Nath Dragon,
he said, laughing a little.
Falling right into our hands. The High Priestess will be pleased. Pleased indeed.
Down a short set of stone steps he went, torches bristling in the stiff wind, leading them into a chamber of worship. The Drakus hissed as he entered. The accompanying lizard men stood at attention, spears crossed over their chest.
At ease, I've news to share,
he said, walking over to the cage of the yellow dragon they'd caught days earlier, and squatting down. Eyes closed, it didn't budge an inch.
It seems our game is close. Close indeed. And if we plan and stay prepared, we can lead our prey right here.
Just tell us where he is, Phineas,
the winged Drakus said.
We shall go and kill him.
The Drakus towered over him, fists clenched at its sides, fiery eyes boring down on him. Phineas' hand fell to the symbol of Barnabas that hung from his neck.
Back up,
he said.
And mind your distance, creature.
Ha! Mortal! Don't be so certain that amulet will protect you. It's you who should show respect,
it said, clutching the long claws on its fingers.
Unruly. The dead are so unruly.
Phineas squeezed the amulet tight.
Barnabas!
A wave of dark and eerie light burst forth, knocking the Drakus from their feet. The amulet shimmered, ebbed, then returned to form. Two bronze dragon heads facing outward, each different, both evil.
I've been dying to do that,
he said.
Now, as you can see, we have many prisoners that need protection.
Scowling, the Drakus rose back to their feet, looking around. Four cages were lined up along the walls of the worship chamber. The yellow streak, as big as a man, and three small dragons, each in a cage of his own. One white, the size of a cat, and two greens as big as dogs. The Drakus made catching the dragons easy, and Phineas was astounded by their success.
Phineas?
One of the acolytes spoke up, a younger man in oversized robes.
The cage's enchantment ebbs. Shall I fetch the elements?
Certainly, Phineas said. And you may handle it yourself. I can't have the dragons getting out. And a little more deterrent will help.
One dragon, a purple tail, had chewed through the bars and escaped. It had been an error on Phineas' part and a costly one. Two lizard men were dead and one acolyte. High Priestess Selene would have been furious if she knew. Now the Drakus remained on guard as well. They could handle the dragons, but some cleric magic was needed as well. One acolyte sprinkled the cages with a mix of colorful powder. The dragon snorted and scooted away as he dusted. The elements adhered to the bars, glowing at the sound of the acolyte's words of power and spreading with a dark blue glow up and down the bars. From one cage to the other they went, one sprinkling and the others chanting, until all were finished.
"Very well executed," Phineas said. "And now I have another mission for you."
They bowed.
"Anything, Phineas. You'll get the word to our brethren in Quintuclan. See to it rumor of this temple finds the ears of Nath Dragon. And you, send word to the High Priestess Selene. Tell her that the trap is set. Go."
Phineas took a seat on the stone bench and wiped his sweaty palms on his robes. Capturing Nath Dragon wouldn't be easy. He'd seen the man in action before. He eyed the Drakus.
"He's faster than you. That sword of his can split an anvil in two."
The lead Drakus folded his arms over his chest and said,
"Do not underestimate us. We are many. He is one. He may be fast."
The Drakus flexed the thick scaled cords in his arm.
"But we are strong."
"Certainly."
Phineas dabbed the sweat from his head with a satin cloth.
"They're a cocky lot, but they'll have to do.